from the silence of the speakers to the blow in your head to the sweet smell of perfume. It's hovering in the air. Lucky enough to be able to do that for a job now, and very lucky to be able to eat out in restaurants. Lots of gigs in Europe. So a lot of Mediterranean food and tapas and whatever. I'm very lucky. I think I've made that very clear before I begin this. I'm very, very lucky, and I really can't complain. However, just one thing, and it's a really small, insignificant thing. As I say, I'm very lucky, I would never complain. But just stop it with the Padron peppers, will ya? Would you like a bowl of Padron peppers, sir? Beautifully seasoned with salt. What, salt and peppers? A bowl of salt and peppers? Yes, but they're Padron peppers, sir. I don't know what that is. But I do, because I've tasted them. And they look good, don't they? But they taste like, well, nothing, really, apart from peppers. With a bit of salt on them. I don't want a bowl of Padron peppers. But have you heard me, sir? They're Padron... Yeah, I've heard you. They're Padron peppers. Not a dish, is it? A bowl of peppers? Padron peppers. I don't give a fuck. Stop saying Padron peppers. Do you know what Padron means? Pattern. And I don't want a bowl of pattern peppers. It's not a meal, is it? You know, maybe one pattern pepper next to some fish or some fucking steak or something, but not a whole bowl of pattern peppers. It's got beautiful sea salt on it. So why is sea salt anyway? It's formed from evaporating seawater. It's salt. It's salt and peppers. Stop it. I'm from the 80s. Stop pretending things are nice when they're not. If my mom had served up this shite in the 1980s, I'd have said, fuck off, mom. Bring me another Findus crispy pancake. Pass the salt and pepper.